Good morning, everybody. Dave's sermon is entitled Trusting God for Every Need. And the reading is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. A very familiar passage to us as the disciples came and asked Jesus how to pray. And Jesus' reply was, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Over the last few months, we've had the frustration of not being able to meet together, as all public meetings were banned for the duration of the COVID-19 lockdown. We've been meeting online, and you know, from today, some churches have actually opened their buildings for services, and we're certainly working towards reopening our building. Let's continue to pray that you know there won't be further problems, you know, with the numbers rising, and so a continuation of the lockdown. Despite the wonders of modern technology, communication isn't always as easy and as clear as we would like it to be, you know, with our online services. And at times, you know, we've had some struggles. Communication problems, however, are not just, you know, a computer problem. In our reading, we see that the disciples of Jesus also seem to have communication problems, especially with prayer. But as they looked at Jesus, they noticed how easily he communicated with his Heavenly Father, that he just seemed to talk in a natural and a clear way to his Father. So they asked him to teach them how to pray the way that he did. And his response was to teach them what we call the Lord's Prayer. And this prayer is so simple that we teach it to our children. It's often the first part of scripture that we learn off by heart. But in each phrase, there's an answer to a basic life problem. If you were to take all the problems that you've ever had or you ever will have, you can probably classify every single problem in one of seven categories. You know, I really believe that there are only basically seven main categories of life problems. And the good news is that the Lord's Prayer provides an answer for each problem. Effectively, it says, you've got this problem? Well, here's God's answer. God says, number one, I can meet every need you'll ever face. Number two, I want to meet every need you'll ever face. And number three, I will meet every need you'll ever face if you'll trust me. My car insurance is due in mid-July, and I've spent quite some time in finding the correct policy for this coming year. And the main problem is sorting out what exactly is covered by each policy that's offered. And it's important to carefully read the policy details to ensure that should you ever need to make a claim, you don't find that your claim is not covered. The Lord's Prayer is like an insurance policy for believers. It shows very clearly what is covered when we live as part of God's family. God says, these are the things that are covered in your life. Inferiority, confusion, worry, guilt, strained relationships, temptations, and fears. And so let's examine how each of these needs is covered by the Lord God. The Bible says that God's answer to my inferiority is in his person. Inferiority is a universal problem. People say, I don't like myself, I don't feel good about myself, I try to boost myself up through status symbols, or I buy things, or I take therapy, or I go on drugs, whatever, just to build myself up. But God says, no, your value comes from the relationship that you have with me. God's answer to my inferiority is his person. The Lord's Prayer says, our Father in heaven. When God becomes your Father, and you become his child, that settles it. You matter. Your significance doesn't come from all the things you achieve and all the things you want and all the things you buy. Your significance comes from your relationship to God. When I can call God my Father, when I know that I'm a child of God, and that God likes me and I like me, then if you don't like me, it's you that's got a problem. So God's answer to my inferiority is his person. He sees us as his child. We should see him as our father. God's answer to my confusion is his plan, his purpose. Questions of confusion are another kind of problem. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? What's the meaning of life? Why is all this happening to me? And these are confusing questions. But God has a plan for you and for the world. Your kingdom come. God has a personal plan for your life. Your will be done. When you get in God's master plan for history and God's personal plan for you, confusion starts to disappear from your life. You realize that God is in charge of your life and the whole world. It's his kingdom. It's his will. Then there's the problem of worry. God's answer to my worry is his provision. Give us this day our daily bread. Our worries include a large category of problems. We worry about everything, our health, our finances, our future, our schedules. But God says, relax. I can take care of it. I will provide all that you need on a daily basis. His answer to my worries is his provision. Then we have the problem of guilt. God's answer to my guilt is his pardon. Forgive us our debts. None of us is perfect. We've all sinned. We've all made mistakes. We've all blown it. And as a result of that, because nobody's perfect, we all have regrets. That's just a fact of life. We all have regrets and we all feel guilty about things. God says that there's one antidote to guilt, and that is forgiveness. And that's what Jesus Christ came to do. He says, I want to pardon you. I want to forgive you completely and instantly and continually. God says, I want to forgive you. So many of our problems are caused by an unclear conscience. It can cause physical problems. When you have an unclear conscience, it can make you sick, emotionally upset. It can ruin relationships. It can do all kinds of things. But God's answer to my guilt is his pardon.
Yes.
God's answer to my strained relationships is his peace. Our biggest problems are really people problems, getting along with other people. When I do things that hurt other people, it causes guilt within me. When other people do things that hurt me, it causes resentment within me. And they're the Siamese twins of misery, guilt and resentment. What I've done to others and what they've done to me. And the Bible says there's only one answer for these two problems, forgiveness. Forgiveness from God for my guilt, forgiveness to others for my resentment. So many people can't let go of the past. They can't get on with the present because they're hanging on to grudges, just like they hang on to guilt. God says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You say, I just can't forgive that person. That's why we need Christ. He can give us the power to let go of the past so we can get on with the present and move into the future. God's answer to my strained relationships is his peace. Peace not as the world gives, but his peace. God has an answer to my temptations, and that's his protection. We're told to pray, lead us not into temptation. And there's that wonderful promise in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, where the Apostle Paul says, God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but he will make a way out if you trust him, and he will protect you. All of us have areas in our lives that we'd like to change, that are out of control, bad habits that need to change. We know they're wrong, but we just haven't given them up to God. We haven't stopped doing them. It's the things that we haven't let go of yet that keep us from enjoying God's best for our lives. God says, I will protect you. I'm faithful. He can help you break free. He can help you change. His answer to your temptations is his protection. You just need to say, God help me. I can't change on my own. And God's answer to our fears is his power. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. there's a lot of evil in the world. Only a fool would not have any fears. You know, if you think you're not afraid of anything, you'd better see a psychiatrist, because there are some legitimate things that you ought to be afraid of. But the Bible says we can be delivered from evil by God's power. He will help us. Some of us feel like victims. We think the circumstances in our life are out of control. We don't know how to handle them, how to deal with them. And the fact is, we can't control the circumstances in our life. But God can. He can offer deliverance. He says that when we're afraid, when we're worried, when we're tired, when we're stressed out, we should be praying, deliver us from evil. Some of us need to be delivered from some hurtful memories in the past. Some of us need to be delivered from some scars that we've carried from childhood. Some of us need to be delivered from some present evil in our life right now that's pulling us down. And God says, I want to help you. So we can see that the answers to all life's problems are here. God's answer to my inferiority is his person. I know him. God's answer to my confusion is his plan and purpose. God's answer to my worry is his provision. Give us this day our daily bread. God's answer to my guilt is his forgiveness. God's answer to my strained relationships is his peace. God's answer to my temptation is his protection. God's answer to my fears is his power. And we've surely got a lot to be thankful for. God is saying, all your needs I will meet. All your needs I will cover. The Lord's Prayer teaches me two things. One, it teaches me that I should always put God first in my life as the source. Whenever I have a need, the first place I should look to is God. I shouldn't look to my job or the government or anything else. The answer to all of our needs isn't the government. It's not a credit card. It's not even another person. It's God. He says, I will meet all your needs. So look first to God as your source. The second thing the Lord's Prayer teaches me is that I need to be specific in my prayers. Many of us say we pray, but we feel we never get any answers. Perhaps it's because we pray in such generalized, limp prayers. You never ask God for anything specific because you're afraid that he might not give it to you. But God says, be specific. When you feel like you're falling apart and you have low self-esteem and you feel inferior, pray for his person and his presence in your life. When you're confused, pray for his plan in your life. When you're worried, pray for his provision. When you've got guilt, pray for his pardon. When you have strained relationships, pray for his peace. When you're tempted, pray for his protection. When you have fears, pray for his power. You can't get any more specific than that. He says, trust me. The Lord's Prayer effectively handles all the basic problems that you'll ever face for the rest of your life. But the Lord's Prayer isn't just a pattern for praying. It's also a pattern for living. It's the way to live. The Bible teaches us that as I use this model to pray, I can always use it to evaluate my own life, see whether I'm really growing as a believer. It should be used regularly as a standard. This is how to pray the Lord's Prayer. I can't pray Our Father unless I've been born again into God's family. God's the creator of everybody, but he's not the father of everybody. He's the father of those who ask to become his children. And we can't say Our Father unless we've been born again into God's family. We can't say, hallowed be your name, unless Christ has first priority in our own lives. We can't say, your will be done on earth, unless we're committed to doing his will all the time. We can't say, give us today our daily bread, without a willingness to share it with those in need around us. We can't say, forgive us our debts or our trespasses if we're holding on to an unforgiving attitude towards other people. We can't say, lead us not into temptation if we continue to put ourselves into compromising situations. We can't say, deliver us from evil unless we really desire to walk with integrity and purity. We need to examine our lives every day to see where we stand in relation to God. There are many people in the world who think they're Christians, but they haven't trusted God personally through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And God wants each one of us to have a close relationship with him. How do we do this? Well, as we've seen, he wants to provide for our needs. And our greatest need is to first start trusting him. And we do that when we come and we say, Jesus Christ, I want to put my trust in you. Now, obviously, this service is going out, you know, online to many of our church members, and we know that they have made that commitment. They've said, Jesus Christ, I want to put my trust in you. But the beauty of putting the service out online is that anybody can watch it, anybody can see it. And maybe you're watching this service and you've not ever done that. You've never actually said to God, you know, Jesus, I want to put my trust in you. I want to become a child of God. And maybe that's just what he's asking you to do right now. If it is, and you want to make that commitment to God, you know, just call out to him in your heart and ask him to make you his child. Put a comment maybe if you're watching on Facebook. You know, and we want to know who you are. But even more than that, God already knows who you are. And he knows what it is to have a relationship with us. God is crazy about us. He loves us so very much. And as we pray this Lord's Prayer, we see that he loves us so much. He provides for us, he protects us, he pardons us, and he answers all our prayers. He gives us all that we need to thrive in life, not just to survive. Many of us during lockdown have perhaps felt that, you know, it's a struggle just to get by. But God wants us not just to survive, but to thrive in him.